is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Hey, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got plenty of that, on the show where you can find help and hope. And as always, I have with me my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hey, Lenny Lou, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
What's happening? No, you're not feeling so good today.
It's okay, that. But I had a great week.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
We did a lot of partying.
Oh, yes, we did. We had a lot, and we got to see Tipa Snow.
Oh.
Tipa Snow, my idol. My idol. In fact, Tipa gave me some tips that I can use for my caregiver tips. We had a nice conversation, her and I. She's just the bomb.
I was a little worried because it was 3 hours, but
you
it
liked
went
it.
Fast.
Right.
It went fast. She's fabulous.
Because Lynn never knows what I'm dragging her to. You know? This is where we're going. This is what we're doing. But yeah,
it was really good.
Yeah, I was really happy to
I
be there.
I enjoyed it.
Well, we have Father's Day coming up.
We do.
So I want to say happy Father's Day to my dad, who's in heaven, who was just the bomb. My dad, when I was a little girl, I just wanted to grow up and be a businesswoman because my dad was a businessman. I wanted to be that. And my dad was just the kindest person, always thought of everybody, you know. He'd
always
be out with somebody and they'd say they like a book and the next 2 days later they would get it in the mail. And he's the kind of guy that would buy flowers for the crossing guard, you know, or flowers for the waitress in the restaurant where he went on a regular basis. So I miss you much, Dad, but I know you're here with me every day and checking everything out, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And your dad was marvelous.
He was. He taught me a lot of lessons. I remember one time my friends and I got in a wee bit of trouble.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And he sat down and he said to me, and whose idea was that? I said, mine. And he said, then it's all your fault. I said, I didn't make them do it. They wanted to do it. He says, when you're a leader, you have to think of the people you're leading, or else you end up with a Hitler type of thing.
Well, that was good advice. Follows.
Yeah, he was just...
Your dad
But it always
special.
Makes me think, I better not ask someone to do something that's a little troublesome.
Well, the only person you have to do that is me.
I know, but you go
really
along
don't worry about
me.
That, because whatever trouble you want to get in, you know,
and our
I'm usually there right with
to
you.
Yell at us. And he also, another thing he always told me was... You're not better than anybody, and nobody's better than you.
That's right. We all put our pants on with the same way.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. And we have our wonderful health coach detective, Tammy Taylor, here. Tammy, tell us about your dad.
Well, my dad says that his heart is to be an oasis for others.
Oh.
And, you know, he's been that for me many times. And we were separated for a long time, and we got rekindled about 15 years ago. And then I learned... where I got me from, because that's my heart, is to do that for others. So
that's very cool.
So you have both your parents.
I still have both my parents. Yeah, my dad's going to be 80 this year, so he says he's going to live to be 102. So
nowadays they say 120 was shooting.
Yeah, he's always been into health too. So now I know where I got that as well.
There you go.
Yes,
there you go. So Tammy, what's your health tip for our listeners today?
Okay, well today we're going to talk about balance, and specifically life balance. And so, doing two or more things at once. Well, we call that multitasking.
Yeah,
might sound like a good idea. But most experts agree it actually creates unhealthy stress, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
And prolonged stress leads to poor health. So we really need to focus on not multitasking. Instead of juggling, strive for balance. Yeah, begin to simplify your day.
Yeah.
You will perform better when you slow down and do one thing at a time. And don't forget to take time to re-energize.
Yeah.
Through exercise or a hobby
or
spending or eating.
Yeah, because I find that I'll just not eat and I don't feel good.
Okay, yeah, so that's important. And also spending time with family and friends.
And, you know, sometimes it's just during your work day go out and breathe. We live in sunny, beautiful Florida. There's beautiful plants, birds, everything right around us. Just go out and breathe for a couple minutes.
Yes.
A couple of minutes makes a whole difference in everything. And we forget to do that. Oh, I forgot to breathe. You know, our bodies work so well on their own, but sometimes we have to really just be conscious of what's going on.
Yes, and we need to learn to delegate when we can.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know, Tammy, everything you talk about, I'm not good at.
Yes.
And say no occasionally.
Yes.
It's
learn
not
to say no.
A bad thing to do.
Yep. Learn to say no.
Don't listen to that part, Lynn.
And set realistic goals.
Yeah.
And take some time at the end of each day to assess where you are. And don't feel like they have to be in concrete. If you find that they aren't working, then rebalance them.
Life is full of change.
Yes.
Life is full of change. So if you have to make a change, make a change. But I think sometimes people get overwhelmed with setting goals and everything, like that kind of thing. And I always say to somebody, if you're sitting down, you're trying to figure out what are my goals going to be for the next 6 months or whatever, and you can't think straight, sit down and write down what you accomplished in the past year. And you'll be like, whoa-ho-ho! And it makes it much easier. With me, it's like, whoa! But you know, then it's easier to give yourself a little break and see where your next step. And as you said, you can change them. You can change them in 2 weeks. You can change them in 2 months. You can change them anytime you want.
Yes, and the last thing is to find joy in every day.
Yes.
Take a minute and find something joyful.
I do that. That's
Yay.
One thing on your list I've
Good.
Got now.
That's excellent.
Well, I do that every morning. You know what I do every morning. So
yes.
I live on Lake Seminole, and I love living on Lake Seminole. And a few years ago, I was having a tough time with some stuff, and I was waking up in the morning angry. I'm like, what? So I would go out and walk my dog. My dog's passed away now, but I still take my morning walk, and I go out and I walk, and I go out onto the dock, and I say my prayers and say, tell me what to do today, because I don't have a clue. And then I take a picture of the sunrise, or a duck, or a bird, or a flower, or whatever, and I've been doing this for 4 years, and I post it on Facebook as I'm walking and say, good morning, Seminole. Well, every morning I wake up looking for something beautiful, and every morning I find it in 15 minutes.
Yes.
I look in the mirror. There you go.
I feel pretty. I'm so pretty.
Without my glasses on.
But it's a wonderful thing. And if I'm in New York, I do a good morning in New York or wherever I am. Because there's beautiful stuff all over the place that we don't look at, that we don't see. We're so busy running. And you don't know how that little thing can just affect somebody. And what I, besides posting it on Facebook, I email it to my stepmother, Heidi, who lives in New York City.
By yourself.
By me, too. And so she has an hour to get back to me, so I know she's cool. And every morning she says back, magnificent, oh, watercolor. So every morning I get kissed by my stepmother, which is not a bad thing. And I separate text it to my brothers and sisters and to Lynn. I email it to Lynn. Separate, not a group text. My brothers and sisters were getting older, and it'd be nice to touch base. And a while back I was at a seminar, and somebody comes over and says, good morning, Seminole. We start chatting, and they walk away, and there's this man sitting next to me who is a vet, and he's one of those vets that has the flag everywhere. And he says to me, can you tell me what Good Morning Seminole is? And I said, sure. And I tell him the story. His name was Dave, my dad's name, so I was in love with him already. And I show him some of the photos on my phone. He turns around and he talks to his wife, and he turns back and he says, I'm 92 years old, and we don't get out too often. Do you think you could email that picture to me every morning, too? I'm like, sure, I could do that. Sylvia, she's going to send us the pictures. I said, what's your email? He says, DNS Beach Bums. I'm thinking that must be an old email. So I would email him every day, and just once in a while he would say something. And then a few months ago I got an email from a woman, and she said, I don't know who you are, but my dad passed away. I want to thank you for sending him those photos every morning. And I want to let you know that he has 10 of them framed in his office that we're donating to the library. So it's just from pushing one more button, we can bring joy to ourselves and others. Because I'll tell you, I'm so joyful from it. And when someone says something about it, or, you know, like my day, I go on Facebook and there's all this nonsense, and I see your picture, Linda. I'm like, thank you. So we can all do that. Caregivers can do that. A caregiver said to me recently, I can't do too much with my husband anymore. I said, can you go for a walk and take a picture? Oh, I could do that. So now every afternoon they go for a walk and they take a picture of whatever it is. And that's a good thing. So before we introduce our special guests, I want to say hello to our newest listeners. We have Mike in Seminole. We have Julie in Treasure Island. And we have Sam and Valrico.
Welcome.
And like I always say, there's plenty of room around the caregiver table for anybody that wants to come. You can come when the show is live. You can listen to it on Facebook, YouTube. We're going national, so pretty soon you'll be able to hear us everywhere. But it's all good. So welcome. We're so glad that you're here today. So with us
and
today.
Vaughn.
Oh, and Vaughn on the boards. Mr. Vaughn. Hey, Mr. Vaughn.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing good with all this new setup. We like it.
Oh, yeah, everything's fresh and new now.
We like it a lot. So we're going to introduce our special guest today. We have Amanda and Ryan Singleton from Singleton Law Firm in St. Petersburg. And Amanda and I met, what, 9 years ago maybe?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Something like that.
2011, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and lots of things have changed.
Yes.
So, with for both of us.
It's been a big decade.
Well, you know what? It's a good time for what we're doing. We have a lot of clients out there. We'll never go out of business. We live in an aging area, that's for sure. But today we're talking about it. And we weren't talking about it so much even 10 years ago when I first started. When I first started and I was doing caregiver support groups and speaking engagements, I couldn't get anybody there because they didn't consider themselves caregivers.
Right.
So I had to educate them on who they were first.
I'll tell you. You know it.
Yeah. I'm not a caregiver. I am the faithful daughter. I am the good spouse.
Right.
You know, the neighbor or whatever. And I say, are you doing this and this and this? And they go, yeah. I go, you're a caregiver. So tell our listeners a little bit how we met, what you're doing, and all the good stuff that's going on.
Okay. Well, first, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having us here. And I would be remiss if I didn't say Happy Father's Day to our fathers who have both passed on, but also to my husband Ryan, who is just about the best father that I ever could have dreamed he would be. And awesome. Every little girl, no, really, no, every little girl, every woman should be raised by a dadu like you. And
oh,
so
lucky
Happy
girl.
Father's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So Linda and I met because I was a caregiver for my mother at the age of 30. And through that experience, my life, Ryan's life, completely changed. We had just been married, we had just bought a house, and then I was removed from our lives for a year to take care of her, and it impacted us in every way a caregiver could be impacted. And during that time, around when I lost my job, when my medical leave ran out, I thought, man, you know, I have my legal background, my mom has a medical background, and so we were able to get through things. You know, we could talk to insurance companies, we knew how to work systems, but what do other people do? Because I feel so lost. And I thought I would like to open a law firm where I can help people in the way that I feel I need help right now. And so that dream was there during that time. And I told my mom and she said, oh, babe, go for it. You know, but I knew it would take time. And so I had the dream, and I was unemployed, so.
You had the time to.
That's right, but I had to handle, you know, the business of death. I had to handle cleaning out her home and all of that. I needed something to do, so I started helping other caregivers and just doing it pro bono, just doing their legal documents, connecting them in with resources. And during that time, there was a caregivers conference, and I really, even at that time, I thought, oh man, I can't afford this, but I'm gonna go. And I went and I saw Linda speak, and she got up there and she was so vibrant and so, you know, exciting to listen to. And I thought, I'm going to go grab her afterwards and find out her deal. And especially hearing, you know, how she had taken care of her mom as well. And I think your mom had passed, you know,
not
close
so
in
far
time,
away, yeah.
Right? And so we connected and it was phenomenal. I went on to do some caregiver program development for the YWCA of Tampa Bay, which is a nonprofit that serves women and families. And women are traditionally caregivers, although now we know that males are ballooning and it's becoming.
And children.
And it's becoming equal. It's something that is across the lifespan. There is no gender that is the caregiver. And so then my father passed. And the dream was put on hold for a little while, even longer. And then we had our daughter, Jane.
Surprise.
It was the best surprise that ever could have happened. And the day she was born, I looked at her and I said, I have to try for you because you need to see your mother try to, you know. So within a year, I was open. And it was phenomenal. The week that I opened the practice, Ryan's father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And we kept going. We just kept going and building the practice. And Ryan was such a phenomenal co-parent during that time because I was able to give him Jane so I could go to courses and meet clients and really start.
Get out there,
start network and start from the ground up. And it was just, you know, everything that needed to fall into place did for us to build our practice. And then Ryan was incapacitated for a short period of time. The second year that I opened my practice, he was bedbound and couldn't stand or walk for several months. So I was a caregiver for Ryan.
Once a caregiver, always a caregiver.
Yeah. The decade's almost over.
It's almost, you know, we're just going. And, you know, so long decade short. This year, Ryan came over and joined my law practice to make it our law practice. And we're mom and pop now. And it's phenomenal. It's the best thing that ever could have happened.
In St. Pete.
We serve Tampa Bay all through Florida. But I do my practice where I help caregivers and I do estate planning and I do probate. But he does all things debt related. And
that is such a big part of caregiving that nobody talks about.
That's right. So I'll turn it over to you now so you can talk a little about yourself and say glowing things about me too.
The pressure's on, right?
Because the caregivers are filled with doctor bills and stuff, and who can even open that mail?
Right. No. And yeah, I've been a bankruptcy attorney since 2006 is when I started filing cases, so it's been some time. But and of course, you see all different types of people in different types of debt situations. But certainly, yeah, with caregivers, you see it quite a lot. You know, it's the underemployment or unemployment that comes along with it. And then how do you deal with it? A lot of times that's racking up credit card debt just to be able to survive.
Right.
You know? And so, yeah, we
deal with that quite a bit. And it's so important. And I just want to say something to my my listeners here. A few years ago when I was going through a really tough time and after my caregiving experience and everything, I claimed bankruptcy. It was the toughest thing for me to ever do. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I couldn't say the words. I probably should have done it like 3 years earlier, but I just didn't want to do it. And my dad, laying in his bed, said to me, Linda, one day, claim bankruptcy. I was like, okay, Dad said okay. You know, it was shameful. It felt shame. But it was one of the best decisions I've made in my life. Yeah. And now my debt, my credit's restored, and
good credit now.
Yeah, and I'm standing on my own 2 feet. But I needed that, right. And it wasn't because I was a bad person. It wasn't because I was out there buying new clothes for myself.
Right.
Maybe I couldn't work, or I had to pay my electric bill, or what are the co-pays like on medical insurance?
Right.
So I just want my listeners to know: don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed. You'll be helping yourself. And you'll be helping your loved one because you won't be laying awake at night worrying about what the bills are because you got enough to think about.
That's right. Yeah, Amanda and I, we had to go through the same thing as well. We had to file a bankruptcy for ourselves. Same exact type of situation, you know, just the unemployment, all the bills. Just we bought a house that ended up being a money pit.
Yeah.
Like and the Tom Hanks movie.
It's a domino effect, you know, and kind of to your point that nobody was talking about caregiving. I heard a few years ago that caregiving is like the new cancer. Years and years ago, several decades back, people didn't talk about it when they had cancer. It was a very private family matter. And then it became something that people lived freely with, and then the sympathy and the empathy from the world and the support was there. And caregiving has kind of become that. People did not talk about caregiving because it's just what you did.
Right.
Just do what you got to do. But now people can go out and say, I need support too. I need to talk about this. I need to blow off steam and hear what other people are having in their homes as well. And that's true of money and financial issues. And so we wrestled with it for a long time. How much of our story do we share?
I know.
And for me, I said to Ryan, we have to live authentically, A. And B, I mean, when you're meeting with your clients, Ryan, and they're saying, this is hard for me.
And they're crying in your office.
What a comfort it is to say, I know.
Right.
That's why we speak honestly about what we've been through, because it makes us better at what we do.
Well, that's all I always say with me. It's what you see is what you get.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this stuff, and it is what it is, because and a lot of people have heard me say this before, we're all the same schmoes. We're all the same schmoes. We want to be loved. We want our health. We want a roof over our head. We want friends and family. We may have different interests, different hobbies, but other than that, we're exactly the same. And when you realize that we're exactly the same, you know how many cool people you get to meet and how many more doors you get to open and how many more conversations you get to have? Because we are the same. And when you and caregivers, there's the caregiver living across the street from you. There's one that's living next door to you. There's some that you work with. They're there, but they're not talking about it because caregivers many times think, this is my responsibility. And caregivers,
that's why they're all dying first.
Yeah, and caregivers, as long as, you know, when you're standing there all the time saying, this is my responsibility and you're not getting any help, I'll tell you, sometimes your loved one is saying, please go for a walk. Right. Please get a break. You'll be a better caregiver. It's tough to do. It's like the first time when you leave your baby with the babysitter. It's a tough thing to do, and then you come home, you're better. Everybody's better, so please think about that because we can only do so much. It takes a village. Right now, we need to hear from our wonderful partners because you know the scoop. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care serving Pinellas and Pasco counties can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the Caregiver Affirmation, or to listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.caregiversradio.com. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at caregiversradio.com. There's a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email Linda and she will find the resource you are looking for. Interested in having Linda speak at one of your events? Just give her a call at 833-795-9990. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
You'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
You know what, guys, when somebody asks if they can help, you say, thank you very much. All right, we're going to get back to the singletons here. So we started talking about some of the financial hardships of caregiving. So how can people plan their finances for a crisis? And what's the best way to deal with it if they're already in the financial hardship?
Yeah, everyone's situation is very different. What's going to work, the financial plan that's going to work for some families won't work for others. But I can go over some basics as far as, you know, we talked about the loss of income, if you're unemployed or underemployed, maybe it is relying on credit card debt, but there's other resources that are available to people, and it's just being wise about which ones to use. So from a general perspective, you know, there's certain types of assets that are protected from your creditors, and there's others that are not.
Right.
So like the types that are not protected that could be exposed to your creditors are things like, you know, general stocks, bonds, CDs, money market accounts. So those would be the type of resources you would want to spend and rely on first, as opposed to non-taxable accounts like IRAs, annuities, 401ks. Those are fully protected from your creditors.
And your home.
Yeah, and your home, your homestead.
That's something that's so important.
Especially here in Florida, you know, we're Florida attorneys, so our advice is geared towards, you know, Florida residents. But,
right.
But yeah, the Florida homestead is a protected asset. You don't have to sell your house to pay your bills. You don't have to liquidate your retirement to pay your bills. So those are
which I did.
And that happens, you know, and sometimes, you know, you'd have to make that hard call. But in general, that should be the last thing that, that you go after, if at all, you know, especially with all the fees and taxes that, that get hit when you do tap your retirement accounts.
Right.
But in general, just when people are facing this type of financial hardship, it's good to just talk to somebody about it to figure out the plan that is going to work for you, whether it be a financial...
To make a plan, not just ignore it.
Exactly. And so financial planners can help if you have one. But bankruptcy attorneys, we can help as well, even if you're not ready to file a bankruptcy, even if that's not even something that you're remotely thinking about. We offer free consultations.
Yeah, have the conversation.
We're just happy to talk to people and make connections. So, and a bankruptcy attorney like myself can really give insight to people on the best ways to go about this financial hardship and how to navigate it.
And I think also, too, with caregivers, if they find out about more resources, maybe they can save some money that they're spending for different things that they didn't know was available.
Right.
I mean, you can get diapers today. You can get equipment today for free. You can get some health care even, you know, all sorts of different things like that. But if you don't know about it.
Right.
And it's so critical because I read recently that 50% of households do not have $500 in a 2-week period to cover an emergency.
Oh, I believe it.
I believe it, too. And so... when people are in that situation and you're anticipating maybe you're going to outlay $7,000 a year as a caregiver in out-of-pocket expenses and then just your own sort of raised expenses by virtue of taking care of someone, having a plan for all that, even if you don't have the available money at hand, is really important. And that means what you're signing on for, whose debt you're taking on. Like, we are all very proud people, but if you know how to structure things when an emergency happens and when the right time to apply for benefits is and all of that, then you can sort of save yourself on the back end of that domino debt effect.
All right, and I got a question too. So am I responsible for my spouse's debts?
No, not automatically. That is something that I get asked quite a lot, though. That there's a common misconception. But only if you're signing, co-signing a guarantee, a debt, do you become liable, you know, for something. So absent that, you don't automatically become married, become liable for debt just by marrying somebody.
Debt.
What about your kids? Are they going to inherit your debt?
No, again, that is a common misconception. I get a fair amount of elderly clients who will come in, think that they need to file a bankruptcy just to protect their children from their debts. And so, just let them know that you don't have to file a bankruptcy for that. If you want to file a bankruptcy to stop your creditors from hassling you, you know, we can help you with that. But in general, no. Yeah, your kids don't inherit your debt. Your creditors can file claims in your probate estate if there is a probate. But that's why, in general, people should talk to a skilled attorney like Amanda to avoid probate.
Yeah. Free consultation.
Exactly.
All right, and let's talk about what if I live in New York and I moved here.
So,
what my paperwork? Is my paperwork still good?
Although it technically is still good, anytime you have a life change, like a change of residence into a new state, you want to revisit those documents and do ones that are appropriate for your state. And one of the big documents that caregivers need is the durable power of attorney, for example. And so in a state like New York, if you have a New York durable power of attorney, there's a box at the bottom that says, select this box, all of the above. And there's a whole list of things that you're giving your agent permission to do. Yeah, that doesn't fly in Florida. You can't have all of the above. It has to be really specific and laid out, and you got to initial each one and be very deliberate about that form. So it's important to do that update. And, you know, that's to the point. If you have a good durable power of attorney and a good healthcare surrogate that are Florida compliant, you can be a caregiver and really help your care partner without taking on their debts. Because when you sign things for them, you just sign it as their agent in their power of attorney. You don't sign as Linda
Burns.
You're
not responsible.
Responsible payer for, rehab facility or whatever. You're Linda Burns, the agent for somebody else, and that just insulates you from taking on, you know, your mother, father, siblings, whomever your care partner is. Their debt isn't yours, but you're still able to act on their behalf. So it's, you know, it's sometimes a hard education that we have, because I certainly did sign my mother's nurse skilled nursing facility paperwork like a month before I got the durable power of attorney in place. I just didn't know.
No, you don't know, and that's why we have this show. We want people to be prepared. We don't want people to be coming to a crisis.
I have a question. I think you've told me this. You're not responsible for your husband's credit card if he passes?
If my name isn't on his credit card, then no.
Oh, I paid them anyway because, I mean, he used it. And I had the money to pay, but you know, wouldn't that
I'm
be
sure
the way
MasterCard
to pay
is
for
very
everything?
Happy
I'm
about
sorry
that.
He passed. condolences. But no, and you know what?
So you use their credit cards.
Yeah.
when people pass away, there's this feeling like, I got to get these bills paid. And that is so common. But no. No, you don't have to. So unless and until there is a probate, you do not need to pay those bills. And believe me, the companies and the debt collectors will make you feel like it
oh,
is
yeah.
your responsibility.
Yeah,
although,
they won't say it, but they'll...
Yeah, although now I'm seeing in my probate some of the bills coming in after someone passes away are very clear. This is not your responsibility, and they'll make it
good.
Bold. And so, but that's good. But people still feel like, I've got to write stroke a check for this. And
If I had the money, I would pay it. But then if I didn't have the money, I'd be putting...
Well, you'd like to know that you have a choice.
Right.
You know, you could always put the assisted living on his credit card.
There you go. Yeah.
And just pay a little every month.
So how do we, let's talk about our other documents that we need.
So, you know, I know you know this, and you could, you know, as a caregiver advocate, probably speak to these really well. Just the core documents, and this, they do vary by state, so the terms, you know, have a slight variance, but generally they're the same. You just want to make sure that you have documents in place that name people who can help you with your medical life if you need the help, and who can handle your affairs if you cannot. So your affairs being your property, your legal, they can call up Tico and get your energy bill paid. I mean, just those little things that keep your gears of life turning when you can't 100% function for yourself. So here we'd be talking about the healthcare surrogate, which names a person or people who can talk to your doctors, receive your medical information, get you past HIPAA. That's, Lynn's your girl. And when you lack capacity, they can step in the role and be your voice. And that's so critically important.
And it doesn't have
important.
To be your spouse or your sister or whatever. It has to be the person that's going to do what you need to do. I love my sister. My sister loves me. She'd have me plugged in for 150 years.
Well, if you do your living will, where you say, pull that plug, baby, Lynn won't have to make that decision because it's you
She's
having your doctor's ear.
Yeah.
And when people are at the end of the life, most people are not verbally communicative at
right.
that point. But if you have that living will document, that's just the same as you sitting there saying to your doctor, this is what I want. And so when you're choosing the people to do these things, it's choose the ones who you know are going to do what you would want, not what they would want.
And don't wait until you're 60 to do it. Because something can happen when you're 40.
Right.
That's right. It can happen any day. Nobody
is
exempt.
DNR?
So a DNR is a medical document, not a legal document.
You don't do it. We do it at the hospital.
Correct. Yeah. Lawyers don't create those.
Okay.
But your living will is the one that speaks to your end of life wishes. And so between the healthcare surrogate and your living will and your durable power of attorney, those in the state of Florida will really help you for the duration of your lifetime, up to the day you die, in making your wishes be carried out. And
some of those documents people can get done for free too.
Yes, there are so many resources for free online where you can do a healthcare surrogate, where you can do a living will. I'm not comfortable recommending people do their own durable powers of attorney because they're so
too serious.
Nuanced and complex that if your form doesn't say what it needs to say, then that's a missed opportunity that you had. So, but the healthcare surrogates and living wills, yes, you can find them on AARP.org. You can find
them
on...
Hospice has them.
Yeah,
everybody's got them.
Yeah, everybody's got them. The Florida Department of Health, all state departments of health have them. And, yep, you just got to Google. Google is your friend there.
Yeah.
So your state, living will. Your state, healthcare surrogate, and you should find what you need.
Perfect. Did you have another question before we want to break, you guys? I thought there was something else, but I'm not sure. Okay, so we'll keep going.
No, I just wanted to talk about coming from another state because I know someone got
Well, because we have so many people in Florida from another state that don't even think about it.
Right. They
it's
come down as snowbirds and then they retire here and then they get really sick a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
And they go back.
So that gives me a question. What if you're a snowbird?
Your state of residence is the state in which you should have your documents done.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of them move here once they retire.
And then they don't think to change it.
Exactly.
Right. It's all taken care of. You just hear that a lot. It's all taken care of. Well, not quite.
Yeah, not exactly.
You know, it just makes the process that much more difficult. And the biggest gift we can give to the people who we leave behind is to make it easy.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of remove the burden.
Well, this is what people say all the time. I don't want to burden my children. I don't want to burden my children. I don't want to burden my children. And then they don't do anything. And in the end, their kids are like so messed up because they didn't take care of anything. We're just going to take care of ourselves. We're not going to say anything to the kids about it.
Right.
Right.
And that's really, and it's important for us to have those conversations. These are the conversations nobody wants to have.
Oh, they're hard.
But they're really important. Yeah. And sometimes I say to somebody, if you're having a hard time having the conversation, bring up a story of something that happened to somebody else. Say, you know what? My friend had to take care of her mom. They didn't have those documents. Oh, mama, it was a terrible situation. So this is just something I think we need to talk about. Not, you know, get into all that seriousness stuff. Kind of, it can be much easier.
I use celebrity examples. I'll say, you know, Prince died without a will. Or, you know, or Tom Petty had his end-of-life care documents done and his family released a statement, you know, and said that made that so much easier for us. And people relate to celebrities. There are people we know, we feel we know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? And we get this glimpse into their private lives. So.
So what's the best advice you could give for caregivers today?
Wow.
I'll let you take that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Take it one day at a time, you know.
And prepare.
Yeah. Plan to care and be cared for, because none of us are exempt from this. And like you said, you know, we're all in this together and nobody is really.
And what did Rosalind Carr say years ago? You either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, or somebody's going to be taking care of you.
That's right.
So none of us are getting out alive. It's just the way it goes. But you know what? Caregiving can be a wonderful experience, and we'll talk about that a little bit more when we get back, because it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know when you hear that sound, it means get your paper and pen, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On June 16th at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will be performing Summer Romance at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. It is by donation. There will be complimentary snacks at intermission, raffles, and door prizes.
And you know, Ron Reagan is a lot involved with this. And yes. What they're having before the show this week, they're having a balloon guy that does all balloon tricks and everything. So it's a great thing for Father's Day. You can bring the family. There's no charge.
Oh, that's fun.
And he's a really great guy. So check it out.
And then on June 18th and July 16th at 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in St. Petersburg is Melodies for the Mind. Join Dr. Kate and Kim Bennett for Old-Fashioned Songfest. Research showed an increased sense of well-being for the care receiver and an increase in resilience for the caregiver with music. For more information, call 727-492-3050.
Music makes a big difference. It makes a big difference in everybody's life. You know, I love my Alexa. I can just tell her to play music. And sometimes I'm laying in the bed in the morning. I don't feel like getting up. I'm like, Alexa, play Uptown Funk.
Then I gotta get out of bed, I gotta dance. And
it brings your whole mood up.
Yes. On June 25th at 5:30 p.m. at Harbor Chase in Palm Harbor, Dr. Kate, Dementia Coach, will give a seminar to help answer questions you may have on whether someone is just forgetful or has dementia. Hors d'oeuvres will be provided. Please RSVP to 727-781-8686. I always talk about the food.
That's the one you and I are going to.
Yes, I want to go. Well,
yes.
Oh, June 25th. I won't be home.
Well, I guess I'll have to go and tell you if you're forgetful or not.
I thought we were going to the other one. Yeah, you're right. All right. A parent support group for parents or caregivers of children with special needs will be held on the first Saturday of every month from 10 to 11:30 at Connect to Christ Church on Oakhurst Road in Seminole. Any questions, call 727-471-6362, and yes, that will do it.
Because although we focus a lot on caregivers for seniors, there are caregivers out there every day taking care of kids and all sorts of different people, so please think about that. One last thing I want to say, I got an email this week from Duke Energy, how to report a utility scam. So people are calling up and pretending to be from Duke Energy, and it might even say on your call ID, Duke Energy. That's the scary part, because you see Duke Energy on the caller ID. It can even say that. And they're going to threaten to turn off your power in your home or your business in an hour. And many times people get so panicky that they're afraid to go and look.
In Florida, especially.
And they're going to demand immediate payment, often with a prepaid debit card. So if anybody calls you, hang up right away, call the police, and call the number on your Duke Energy phone bill. Okay, don't give anybody any information over the phone, any kind of credit cards or anything, because they're not going to call you and do this. So, if you think of anything that's not right, just hang up, call who's ever trying to call you and get the information, because I've seen people scammed time and time again.
Because Duke Energy doesn't call you, do they?
No, just like a lot
you
of
people. You have
like
to call
the
them, or they'll send you a letter.
Right, the IRS isn't going to call you. Or an attorney will send you a letter or something.
Right.
Even Lois had an issue with that, right?
Yes, and remember mine last week.
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah,
were
that's right.
sending me to jail.
So, yeah, the guy gave his badge number and everything on the telephone to her.
For drugs coming in the mail, and I'm thinking, only thing I ordered was for eye drops for my cataracts, and I'm thinking, boy, I can put me in jail. I mean, but it was, he was so scary. And this is my badge number, and I'm with this and that. And I went, I wish I had been there, because I would have went, oh, I'm so scared. Give me information.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, so please, people, think about that. If you have a neighbor, if you have any elderly neighbors, just pass the information around and let people know about it, because especially a lot of the seniors, they don't go on the internet, and they're not going to see this. And, you know, we'll look out for your neighbors and tell them what's going on. One last thing, because we're going to be wrapping up soon. The Caregiver Contest, the next winner for the Caregiver Contest will be picked on in the first Saturday in September. So I want you to go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. And everybody says they're going to do it, but they don't do it.
And takes really 2 minutes.
It takes 2 minutes. And we don't pick anybody in particular. We put all the names in a hat. We just pick out one person, because every caregiver is a winner to us. And every caregiver that gets nominated gets a little prize. But the big prize will be 8 hours of respite care from Arden Courts, or Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands Home Care. You'll also get a haircut, a massage, a facial, a dinner gift certificate, and whatever the swag people give us. The biggest thing is, though, when the caregiver gets nominated, they're just like, oh my goodness, someone thought of me. You know, they come here to get their prizes, and they're like, do we have to do it all in one day? I said, no. Yeah. This is not to stress you. So it's a really good thing. Just please do that. And the caregiver affirmation is there, and anything else you need. So tell our listeners where they can get a hold of you guys.
All right. Well, again, our firm's name is Singleton Legal, and we're located at 425 22nd Avenue North, Suite D in St. Petersburg. Our website is singletonlegal.com, and our phone number, what's our
phone number? Is in the bullet.
We can be reached at 727-755-4316 or at info@singletonlegal.com.
Okay, and all the information will be on my website, because you know everybody doesn't get it right away. But also know you can always go to the podcast to hear again what you need to hear again. One last thing, I met somebody yesterday. She was talking about her dad. She said, you know what? My dad was so smart. He knew the answer to every question before I asked it. I said, that's amazing. She goes, yeah, and the answer was no to every single one. That was very funny. Oh. So thank you so much.
That's a dad joke.
It is a dad joke. She probably got it from Alexa or something. Thanks for tuning in today. I know, caregivers, it's tough to just sit down and listen to a show for an hour, so I'm glad anytime you're here for any part of the show or the podcast or anything else. Enjoy your time with your loved one. Take care of yourself.
Tammy has a new website.
Oh, Tammy, what's your new website?
AceYourHealth.com.
Oh, I like that. So go out and AceYourHealth.com for the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call. Knocking upon